The Water Values Podcast is sponsored by the following market-leading companies and organizations: by the American Water Works Association, dedicated to the world's most important resource; by CanDo, providing actionable insights from utility wastewater data to improve environmental and public health; by Woodard and Curran, high-quality consulting engineering, science, and operations services; by Intera, geoscience and engineering solutions; by Xylem, Let's Solve Water; and by Black & Veatch, building a world of difference. This is session 185.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resources, treatment, reuse, and all things water. Now here's your host, Dave McGimsey.
Hello and welcome to another session of the Water Values Podcast. As my daughter Sarah said, my name is Dave McGimsey and thank you so much for joining me. We got a lot to do today. We got a fantastic interview coming up with Clara Nagy McBain. We also have a Bluefield on Tap segment with Reese Tisdale. But before we get to Reese and Clara, a hearty thank you to our sponsors, the American Water Works Association, CanDo, Woodard & Curran, Intera, Xylem, and Black & Veatch. And I'd like for you to do me a favor. If you work for or with any of these sponsors, please thank your boss or thank your contact at that sponsor firm and tell them that you appreciate their leadership in the industry through that firm's sponsorship. You'd be surprised how far that little simple note of thanks will go. And as long as you're letting the sponsors know you appreciate their support of water industry education and thought leadership, why not leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, CastBox, TuneIn, or whatever other podcast directory you're accessing the podcast on? That would be a great way to help others find out about the podcast. And it'd be, again, greatly appreciated. So thank you so much. We've picked up a few five-star ratings since I last kind of talked about the ratings and reviews. And we got a great five-star rating and a terrific review by KXTLN292 via Apple Podcasts in Canada. So thank you very much for your terrific rating. I'll read the review real quick. It says, 5 stars for Water Values. I am a big fan of the Water Values Podcast, the host, and the guests that are brought on. It's a great way to stay in tune with a variety of topics in the water sector, interesting conversations that are well thought out, an important aspect of society that is not well understood by the general public. Well, KXTLN292 up in Canada, thank you so much for that great rating and the terrific review. It's greatly appreciated. Now let's get to this month's Bluefield on Tap segment with Reese Tisdale, who's going to give us a timely update on the Biden administration's take on the lead and copper rules. So here we go. All right, Reese, well, welcome back to another Bluefield on Tap. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. We're still in the new year, so we got all of 2021 ahead of us, so I'm still excited.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of news going on. The Biden administration has now been sworn in since we last talked, and so there's a lot going on. So what is kind of at the forefront of all this news that's percolating to the top?
Well, no doubt there are a lot of questions. I think one thing that came to mind, at least for our team this week, was it looks like the Biden administration at least is going to put a pause on the recently altered lead and copper rule. So basically what they have, like 60 days, kind of take a look at it. It was one of the last things the previous administration had sort of revised, and they sort of altered the replacement rate timelines and inventorying schedules. And so it's a big question about lead water quality that has been hanging out there. I mean, obviously because of Flint and what's happening in other cities, Pittsburgh, among others. And so are we going to finally get to a plan to execute on? And, you know, so that's what's interesting and just sort of where we're starting to see change with the new administration.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you to kind of fill us in on the lead and copper rule in terms of kind of a little more than nitty gritty, but you mentioned Flint and that's another thing that's transpired since we last talked, right? Is that charges have come down. They've indicated that